This is Alan Stang. Stick around. Time after time over these microphones, your reporter has discussed the superficially incredible fact that from the beginning, communism around the world has been protected, encouraged, financed, and controlled by some of the wealthiest, most powerful people at the top. The reason this seems so incredible is that the communists have been so successful in selling their biggest lie. According to their biggest lie, communism is made by poor people at the bottom. In fact, communism is always forced down on poor people and others by a small group of power-lusters at the top. In fact, communism is simply the phony ideological smokescreen the wealthy monopolists use in order to conceal what they are doing. Along these lines, Karl Marx was originally so unimportant to communism that the wealthy conspirators who hired him to write the Communist Manifesto didn't even bother to print his name as its author for more than 20 years. Still another blatant example of what we are talking about is a gentleman named Armand Hammer, who is the subject of a recent laudatory biography by the late Bob Considine. Hammer is usually described as a private entrepreneur and a capitalist. He is the boss man of Occidental Petroleum and other huge operations. At first glance, he would seem to be the epitome of American free enterprise, but the facts show exactly the opposite. Armand Hammer's father, Julius, went to prison for performing an illegal abortion. But Julius was even better known as an original founder of the Communist Party in the United States. As a young man, Armand Hammer went to Communist Russia to capitalize on that fact. And sure enough, the Soviet gangsters greeted him warmly. He began to develop various communist enterprises, and Lenin promised him there would be no labor trouble, a fact which should be of interest to union members. Hammer made his money in Russia by keeping his employees in fear of the secret police. He also profited enormously by selling art objects stolen by the communists from the murdered aristocracy. And he built a pencil factory in Moscow, which was successful because his pal Lenin gave him a virtual monopoly. Here is Armand Hammer describing Lenin, quote, "To talk with Lenin was like talking with a friend one knew and trusted, a friend who understood. His infectious smile and use of colloquial expressions, even slang, his sincerity and natural ways put me completely at my ease. He has been called ruthless and fanatical, cruel and cold. I refuse to believe it. It was his intense human sympathy, his warm personal magnetism, and utter lack of self-assertion or self-interest that made him great and enabled him successfully to hold together and produce the best from the strong and conflicting wills of his associates," end quote. Yes, you heard that right. That is what Armand Hammer has to say about Vladimir Lenin, who ran the Red Terror and who in 6 years of Soviet rule was responsible for the deaths of about 12 million people. It is also interesting to note that Hammer was recently convicted in federal court for illegal contributions to the 1972 campaign of Richard Nixon. The word is that Hammer and Nixon are good friends. I'll be back in a minute. For more than 50 years, Armand Hammer has been working hard to develop communist Russia, which is trying to destroy us. As we have seen, he has made millions by doing so, and he is still doing so. It would be difficult to find somebody who has done more to advance international communism. This is Alan Stang. Think about it.
The Alan Stang Report is produced by the John Birch Society Features.